Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we continue our conversation with Keith Hall of the Lawton Farmers Market. We're talking about what's going on at the market this summer and what's on the schedule for the next few months. Keith, what all is going on at the Lawton Farmers Market this summer?
Well, honestly, it's been a pretty decent spring for growing vegetables. A lot of times we're challenged on when the last frost is going to take place in April, and this year it didn't happen. So people were lucky enough to get some crops in a little bit early. So we're actually going to have some watermelons and cantaloupes there that are just coming off. That's pretty unusual to have a decent amount of product to this time of year as far as watermelons and cantaloupes goes. Always a challenge as to what the weather does, creating viruses and insects and stuff like that. And we do have some organic farmers as a part of our organization, and very passionate about doing that activity organically. So those of our community that kind of lead in the direction of organic produce, that's going to be available also. So we have a fabulous group of growers that participate and are very passionate about what they do.
And I understand a lot of the regular vendors are participating, but that there are also some new vendors at the market this year.
Yes, we have a new couple from out here by Cache that are bringing some very unique, I believe it's called bok choy. They had a product that I looked and looked and looked at it, and I could not figure out what it was. Finally, I went up to Jose and asked him, what is this? And it was pumpkin ends or pumpkin tail, the ends of pumpkin runners, pumpkin vine runners. And I've never heard of that. And he told me all about how it was to be prepared. And he promised me his wife was going to prepare some and bring me to taste. So I'm looking forward to that. So it's some new and really intriguing produce at the market.
How has the attendance been this summer?
Well, honestly, it's been fairly decent. I've been trying to keep track. It's difficult to keep track of kind of the numbers that we have, but I want to guesstimate, we're running from 300 to 500 every Saturday.
Now, I understand there's been some confusion because the hours for the market have changed. Has that been a problem this season?
We apologize for the confusion. In years past, we started at 7:30, but now we're starting at 8 o'clock, the organization really is specific about starting at 8 o'clock, so you won't see any activity going on until 8 o'clock, and we run till 12. And a lot of times we'll run past 12 as people still want to do that, but people are getting pretty tired and kind of ready to close up and getting hot. But we'll try to do what we can as long as we can.
And the season ends when?
Actually, my last day as market manager is the last Saturday of October. And also, want to share this too. This past year was our first year to have a winter farmers market, and it was over here in Cameron Animal Science Building, and we hope we can continue that. We think that's a great identity for us to be able to be in front of people year-round. And so look forward to that. I'm not the market manager through the winter. It's kind of a scaled-down version of our organization. But and throughout the winter, also, we have a lot of classes that take place. And we really like for people to participate in that and give us some ideas of what you would like to learn about, too.
What other events are coming up before the conclusion of the main market season?
August is kind of still up in the air. Last year, we did something that was kind of my brainchild, I guess, and probably not going to use the same title this year, but it was called The Great Cucurbit Conundrum. And it was basically focused on all the plants that we raise in the garden that are cucurbits, and that's watermelon, cantaloupe, squash, pumpkin, cucumbers, and that kind of thing. And it kind of raised a little bit of interest, but it's kind of a silly title, I suppose. But we try to do something in August that kind of puts a special emphasis on watermelons, cantaloupes, and that type of produce. In the fall, we'll have our fall festival. I'm not sure if the date has been set for that just yet, but those are two more kind of special interest days that we will have at the market. But I'd like to encourage everybody, whether you're a consumer that loves fresh produce or if you're just if you consider yourself a small-time gardener, a large gardener, whatever, don't be afraid to come and ask questions. That's how, like I said, we've got this new gardener in Cache that maybe not very big, but very intriguing what he raises. If you've got some special interests and you raise two or three things that do a really great job, share it with the public. You can turn it into some extra spending money, and people love fresh produce of almost any kind.
Keith, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this year's Lawton Farmers Market?
Just for a great time and great company and just an atmosphere of happy people that that enjoy and are passionate about what they produce, come out and be a part of it. We'd love to have you.
All right. Keith Hall with the Lawton Farmers Market. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Clint. Enjoyed it.
The Lawton Farmers Market is held on Saturdays at the Comanche County Fairgrounds and is open from 8 a.m. to noon. For more information about the market, visit the Lawton Farmers Market or Comanche County Fairgrounds pages on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.